Unity. In a November 24 press release from the Government of Saskatchewan, it was announced that approximately $1.5 million, paid out during the latest quarter, was being distributed to groups and organizations across the province that conduct charitable gaming activities. Charitable gaming grants recognize the important fundraising efforts done by so many community groups who are focused on giving back to their community. Minister responsible for the Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority Laurie Carr said in a statement. The financial support provided through these grants will allow more than 700 groups and organizations to provide further enhancements in the areas of youth sports, recreation for seniors, healthcare and a number of educational endeavors. The community of Cutknife receives $9,461.63 distributed to Cutknife Community 4-H Club, $312.50. Cutknife Municipal Library, Clayton McLean Memorial Museum and Cutknife Recreation Board, $8,757.88. And the Cutknife United Church, $391.25. In Caribert, four groups benefited. Caribert and District Agricultural Society, $1,244.38. Caribert Daycare, $581.25. Caribert Minor Ball, $1,105.90. And Pioneer Haven, $166.25. The total distributed is $3,097.78. The Luseland Hall Board receives $477.84. Macklin had four organizations receive funds totaling $6,428.26. Macklin Daycare, $1,421.43. Macklin Minor Hockey Association, $2,686.40. Macklin Skating Club, $333.75. And Senlac Multiple 4-H Club, $1,986.88. In Unity, five organizations were beneficiaries of the funding. Kin Club of Unity, $762.50. Knights of Columbus No. 5707, $651.27. St. Peter's Catholic Women's League, $50. Unity Minor Hockey Association, $2,071.64. And Unity Western Days, $2,513.50. The total distributed is $6,048.91. The quarterly grants are based on a percentage of net proceeds raised through licensed charitable gaming activities such as bingos, raffles, break open tickets and other events. Charitable gaming reports submitted by groups are used by SLGA to automatically calculate grant amounts.